From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. A political battle is shaping up over raising the maximum amount the federal government can borrow, that is, the national debt ceiling. Republicans say they cannot support an increase without evidence of deficit reduction. But as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, White House economic advisor Austin Goolsbee told ABC News it would be unwise to play politics with this.
The chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers focused on positives: the 1.2 million jobs created last year, the 17 tax cuts for small businesses. He said the president plans to focus on investment, exports, and innovation. And he dismissed concerns that Tea Party Republicans would push the country into default by refusing to increase the Treasury's borrowing capacity.
That would be the first default in history caused purely by insanity.
Some conservative Republicans did run in part on the idea that they'd vote against raising the debt ceiling. But the incoming Republican House Speaker, John Boehner, has said his party has to deal with the issue, quote, as adults. The vote could come up as early as March. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.
The 112th Congress convenes Wednesday with the new Republican majority in the House of Representatives eager to undo the work of the previous Congress. The new chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee told Fox News Sunday that repeal of the health care bill is at the top of his to-do list. Republican Fred Upton of Michigan also wants to relax greenhouse gas emissions regulations. Chairman Daryl Issa of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee is promising to use his subpoena powers to examine wasteful government spending. Oil prices are reaching levels not seen in more than 2 years, and that is pushing up gasoline prices, too. NPR's Jeff Brady says that oil finished the 2010 trading year above $91 a barrel.
That was $12 a barrel over the closing price in 2009 and nearly twice as much as oil sold for at the end of 2008. 2008, you may remember, was a dramatic year for crude prices. At one point, a barrel sold for more than $140. That prompted gasoline prices to edge above $4 a gallon. The recession helped ease demand and oil prices fell back. Now that the economy appears to be in recovery mode, oil and gasoline prices are headed up again. The most recent Energy Information Administration survey shows gas prices averaging $3.10 a gallon. A few analysts predict dramatic price increases for gasoline this year, but most expect the recent gradual increases to continue for the near future. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
State officials in North Dakota say that that state could be a major energy producer within the next decade. This is NPR News. The top White House official in charge of the battle against the Asian carp says the administration will be stepping up efforts in 2011 to keep the invasive species of fish from establishing itself in the Great Lakes. But as NPR's David Shaper reports, critics say there's little new in the nearly $50 million battle plan.
The 2011 fight plan against Asian carp calls for developing better ways of tracking, netting, and killing them, as well as expanding efforts to keep the massive and rapidly reproducing invasive species of fish from finding a way into the Great Lakes. John Goss is Asian carp program director for the White House Council on Environmental Quality.
The federal agencies will continue to work together. We're collaborating with the states. We are definitely working in a proactive strategy to protect the Great Lakes from Asian carp.
But officials in Michigan and other Great Lakes states, as well as some environmentalists, say the 2011 federal plan falls short of what they think really needs to be done, which they say would be closing the navigational locks in Chicago that Asian carp could swim through into Lake Michigan and disconnecting the Mississippi River and Great Lakes watersheds. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
In New York City, the garbage has been stacking up for a week as snow-blocked streets prevented pickup. 20 inches of snow has started to melt, and overflowing trash bins have made the city something considerably less than a winter wonderland. Not a moment too soon, New York's garbage pickups resume Monday. A magnitude 7.1 earthquake in southern Chile today sent hundreds to higher ground fearing a tsunami, but there were no threats of one, also no immediate reports of death or damage. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.